employment lawyers would warn businesses not to sign up to the scheme. The Law Society then chimed in as well in a letter to Minister Regina Doherty, describing the scheme as unworkable and vague. And this has obviously led to worry for some workers that they wouldn't benefit at all from this wage subsidy scheme. Now, late last night, the Revenue Commissioners, which administers the scheme, it issued guidance to employers in an attempt to clear up several of the outstanding issues. So what's the view of the legal profession now? Well, Catherine O'Flynn, she's the chairperson of the Employment and Equality Law Committee of the Law Society. She sent the letter to Regina Doherty and says while the revenue's intervention has allayed some concerns for employers in the legal profession, employers still need to be careful.
The guidance is helpful, but at the end of the day, guidance is not legislation. It is just that, it's guidance. I guess where we would still have some concern is down to the fact that there are very serious repercussions for employers if they are deemed to have been ineligible at a later point in time. Those penalties would include interest and refunds. So it is really important that employers take time out to see and to satisfy themselves that they are definitely eligible for this scheme. We did seek that perhaps the scheme might be based upon something other than complex concepts such as turnover. It looks to be going to remain in the Act that the employer has to show a 25% reduction in turnover or customer orders.
Some employment lawyers have said that they wouldn't recommend businesses signing up to this scheme.
Well, I think the aims of the scheme are so very important that it is worth looking at the scheme carefully to see if you are eligible. Because it is so important that we try to keep links with employees so that companies will be able to hit the ground running when the crisis is over. So I certainly wouldn't suggest that companies should just dismiss it out of hand. But as I said, because the repercussions are so serious, if they get it wrong in terms of their eligibility, it's worth really taking that time to really look at it carefully.
Catherine O'Flynn of the Law Society. And Barry, are employers heeding this advice or ignoring it?
Well, as of 20 past five, 12,648 businesses have registered with the Revenue Commissioners to